Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Well, you know, I'm looking around. I'm thinking, man, I had a chance to spend some time with my one of my grandsons, Asher. And, you know, you're as a baby, as an infant, I mean, life is so easy. It's so easy to please people, you know, at that age. I mean, you're, what, 90 days old, 3 months old. And you just, you know, all you have to do, man, is just kind of maybe 4 or 5 times a day, kind of halfway, kind of like grin on one side of your face. And everybody's like, oh, my God, did you see that? Oh, my goodness, right?
All right.
Or just actually look at you in the eye instead of looking at things around you. Right. Oh, look, he's looking. Oh, he's looking. Oh, it's just so easy, right?
Yeah.
You know, and then when you feed them, they just need to eat with a good attitude. That's just beautiful. Just, oh, they just ate the bottle. It was so good. It was so nice. You know, it was just so beautiful. And, oh, did he do a little you know, you change the diaper and... You know, a good diaper change where they're not all, you know, just kind of calm and all that. I mean, life's really easy.
Is there such a thing as a good diaper change?
Well, yeah, because if they're fighting, screaming, or if you're not covering when things are... Anyway, so,
it also depends on what's in it.
Yeah, that's true. All depends.
All depends.
But the in the context of that, it's just, I got, you know, you need to know that... it's going to change. It's not going to be that easy. The same mother that's doting over you and grandparents that are doting over you, going goo goo gaga and this little sweet glow on their face and everything. And their expectation of you is just drink the bottle, smile every now and then, give a kind look and be good when I'm going through the diaper change situation. And with that, they're going to expect something from you. I mean, you're going to have to actually come and sit at the dinner table one day.
Oh, yeah.
Sit up and eat what I fixed for you. Like, that's right. What happened to the day you were satisfied with me just sucking on that bottle? You were just so contented. I finished the whole thing, and now you want me to eat my vegetables.
All right.
You know, what is up with this? Mm. And then you came and, yeah, I know she's cleaning your room today, and this sweet little look, picking your stuff up and all that thing. I mean, you don't have to get out of your crib. I mean, she is walking around cleaning everything up. You just kind of look at it happening around your bed. But one day, that same glowing face is going to come in there, and the eyebrow is going to go up and say, this place is a pigsty.
That's right.
And you're going to say, well, it was a pigsty all along, remember? You used to walk around and pick it up, but all of a sudden, the expectations are, I'm telling you now, she looks like she's going to clean your room forever, but one day, she's going to have a different expectation of you. Totally different expectation of you. And this is kind of normal, you know? And then she'll say, you know, when she's cleaning your room, she's going to say, hey, am I your maid? Am I cleaning your room? Is that who I am to you? Am I your maid? It's like, of course, the kid could talk, you know. And the kid's going to be going like, yeah, remember? Yeah. You've been my maid at a certain point. When did this switch?
Yeah, right.
When did it change? And why is your eyebrow so high on the left side of your head? And why are you taking this so personal? I've always thrown my junk on the floor, right? Mm. And then clean this bathroom. Clean the bathroom. Used to change my diaper. You know, what is this? A pigsty around here? You know, and all those things happen. It's like, what happened? What was this transition between? I just could look at you and give you like a half a grin that I didn't really know what I was doing, but I saw it did something to you. And drink my bottle well. And now all of a sudden you just changed. What's wrong with you? Well, of course, what's wrong with her and maybe the father is the expectations are going to increase in life. You know, I just want to encourage you this morning. If you're wondering why people that used to change your diaper and be happy when you kind of gave them a halfway smile and you kind of remembered half of what they told you, and now they're looking at you with one eyebrow up, they're going like, by now, you shouldn't be messing in your drawers. You know what I'm saying? By now, you should be cleaning the bathroom. For spiritual speaking, that's called deliverance. You should be delivered from this thing already.
Yeah.
And cleaning your bedroom means, you know, get the basics down in your walk with God. This is elementary things. And sometimes because of maybe a parent's inability to explain the transition or a child's refusal to grow up. They just don't get it. Mm-hmm. They just don't get it. So the expectations change, but the child doesn't change. And then all of a sudden there becomes a barrier between the very one who birthed the child, raised the child, fed the child, changed the child, celebrated their first everything. Now, all of a sudden, there's some sort of wedge between the two. And it's like, how could there be a wedge? It was such a beautiful thing. Because you didn't transition. Mm. You didn't transition. I mean, it's going to look foolish riding down the road with your driver's license with a diaper on. But it all depends.
Depends. You know,
it all depends. True. Some people, you know, they're important. But I'm talking about, you know, growing up, being discipled. You know, there's times when, you know, you're supposed to be, you know, you could be 80 years old and get saved, and you're a brand new person. You're a babe in the Lord. But you can be 25 years old, but you've been walking with the Lord for 10 years, and it's like, hey, mm-hmm. you shouldn't be in diapers by now.
Right.
But when what happens, you'll notice that if a child grows up in a wealthy home, then it's harder for them to grow up because everything's provided. There's not any challenges for them. So why grow up? You know, we have a kippah, we have a maid, we have people cleaning the room, washing the clothes, doing all this kind of stuff. You know how John grew up.
Oh, yeah.
And it just challenges, you know, why grow up? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so you have this grown person, and if they were dressed like they were acting, I mean, that would make the front page of one of these blogs out there, wouldn't it?
Oh.
It's like, do you realize you're acting like a 2-pound diaper right now? Good up to 2 pounds. You should always try to figure that out. Oh, my gosh.
2 pounds of what?
Yeah. Obviously, that's a single father home. Yeah. It'll last. We've got about another half a pound to go. Aren't you worried? No, I got that barrier stuff in there. Right. Latex stuff, that painted diaper stuff. Right. It'll never touch their skin.
Right.
But it's touching the floor. It's
exactly.
It's heavy, right? Oh, it all depends. Anyway, and so, you think about it, how terrible would it be to be living in a household full of the Walton kids or full of the Arkansas family, whatever their name is, Duggars, and say they never did diaper train them, they never did discipline them, they never did train them up, and they're all just like, even though they're grown up, and obviously they're opposite of this, it's mm-hmm. The parents did an excellent job. And I'd just be miserable, wouldn't it? Mm-hmm. Well, hello, we're living in a country like that right now.
Oh, yeah.
Are you marching down the street with diapers on, demanding stuff while you're living off your father's inheritance? Come on, please. That's a little ridiculous. I'm just telling you. I know one day that everybody was like, you know, why did everybody turn against me? And why are they dealing with my stuff? And it's like, you're not supposed to be having that stuff on you at this point. You're supposed to deal with that stuff. Mm-hmm. Clean your own bathroom, you know what I mean?
That's right.
And you should grow up. But Paul talks about this. He says, listen, he says, I want to be able to tell you something that you could handle, that adults can handle, mature things. And he said, but the reason why I can't is because you haven't even got the little baby things down yet. Mm-hmm. You haven't got the basics down. And that happens, the deep things happen and the grown-up things in God happens when you practice what God tells you to do. And in that, it's like the working of a spiritual muscle. When you break it down and build it up and break it down and build it up, I meant, well, Pat, you know, I mean, obviously. But in the context of that you just get stronger in the Lord. But if you don't ever practice the good things of God, you don't ever walk it out. I'm talking about perfection, obviously. I meant, you know, if we had to be perfect, we would have to. We wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be here.
No doubt.
John would. No, we were yesterday. Yeah. His, you know, he's had this.
Oh yeah.
It's amazing.
No
right?
flaws.
He's like
perfect.
That. He's like that guy. He was talking about. I was like, yeah, I've never done anything wrong. I don't know. I'm just glad I'm not like him.
Not true.
Not true. Could you please call in and let us know? The phones are jamming. The phones are jamming. I'm just joking.
We
are not going to answer this phone. We don't want to know.
Perfect.
We don't want to know. We're not going to answer the line except for this one right here. Yeah. Hello? Yes. I grew up with John. He wasn't that perfect.
Hey, there's plenty of them.
Is this his mother? Maria! Hey,
what's up?
Hold on, I think I got Adam on the line.
Adam!
You'll never know what's going on. Anyway, so getting back to growing up, you know, it's just important. Yeah, I mean, truly, if you're a child, you're an infant, I mean, you know, I remember when my children were little and they would just lift their head or something, you know, at a couple weeks old. And you go, oh, my goodness, Hercules, you know, and they're kind of lifting their head and looking around, or you're talking to them. It's like, oh, they're actually looking my way, or they're getting this thing. They're talking in the first couple of words and they take a step and the different things like that. You just celebrate. You're supposed to be celebrating. That's what encourages you to take the bigger step next, not to just keep on taking baby steps. And I think the condition of America is because of the condition of us, the church, that we're going to have to grow up. And I like what Dr. Cloud's book and research, and it's a really good book if you want to read it. He's a Christian author, but also a psychologist or whatever. But it's about integrity, the courage to meet the demands of reality. And reality will make so many demands of you. You'll have to hold on to keep from going in caves.
Yeah, right.
But if you stay outside the cave, what are you doing? I'm just trying to stay out the cave right now. I'm eating all this fruit and stuff. Anyway, so just imagine that if we grow up as the church, if we just grow up and don't you know, get over the resentment of those who tried to speak in your life, and because you didn't understand they actually loved you enough to tell you the truth, that you got offended by them and you ended up separating yourself from the very thing that would empower you for your destiny. Begin to get over that, repent for it, even go back to them if you could and tell them, listen, I am so sorry. I didn't realize you were being mean for a reason. What I considered mean, but it wasn't mean, because now I have children and I expect them to clean their own bathroom and change their own drawers, you know, that type of thing. And it's something about when you have children of your own, the first maybe, I don't know, 30 years, you just kind of go, oh, yeah, we got a few phone calls from our children. You know, like, hey, I am so sorry. Would you please forgive me? And of course, I just sit back and smile. I told him way back when. I said, listen, one day you're going to have children, and I'm just going to sit back, and I'm just going to smile.
And you'll know exactly why.
Yeah, you'll know exactly right. And then they look at me, and I just kind of like, you know. Yeah. Then I go, well, you understand me better. Yeah, right. I so do that. I so do. Because there's nothing like loving someone enough to tell them the truth at the risk of them misunderstanding and putting a wedge between you two when you're the only one that would have actually told them that. And the word devil means one who gets in between and divides. And all you can do, somebody says, well, they just quit talking to me about that, so I guess everything's fine right now. And it says, no, they love you. They loved you before they started dealing with you. They love you when they were dealing with you. And even after they just decided that you weren't going to listen to it anymore, there's no need to continue to deal with you because it was for your own benefit that they were doing. I mean, who's going to speak into someone's life? I mean, who really wants to do that? I cannot believe this. You know, that I had someone who's telling me that that being with believers, you know, walking in ministry with believers is actually something that people who are weak need. But if you don't need, if you're strong enough, this is a paraphrase, if you're strong enough, you wouldn't need to be that close to believe. You know, you can just be your own man or something. Like,
whack.
I was like, what?
Really?
Have you been around believers? It is not easy being around people. Right. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's like, are you serious? Are you so deceived the fact that you were such a wimp that you refused to get close to a human being and deal with the brokenness and the pain and dying to yourself so you can actually lift them up, that actually is a weakness? You know, I'm just like stunned. Like, wow, you're in rebellion to what? What? Yeah. You know what? Because you measure your love of God by your love of others, and you don't know if you love somebody until you get close enough to them. Then you find out, oh my gosh, I thought I loved them. I got to love them more. You know, you start working on it, right? Yeah. And it's like, you know, if you separate yourself from those who are speaking in your life, and you know, and this is what Proverbs says: as iron sharpens iron, one man sharpens another. And if you do not have somebody in your life, you're a pretty dull person. That's just it.
Yep.
You know, and those around you who don't challenge you know you're dull. They know you're dull. You know, a boring person, I'm just bored. It's because boring people are bored. You know what I'm saying? That's right. You're left to your own nothingness, you know? It's like, come on, do you want me to entertain you? That's my job, entertain you.
Right.
It's like, you know, get a life, live, you know, be. And the thing is, you got to be sharpened.
Yeah.
And that, you know, it comes and he says in Ecclesiastes, I believe chapter 3, verse 12, you know, it says something of that nature that, 4:12 probably. John, can you be finding that while I'm actually getting the scripture reference? I know you're the numbers person.
Oh, am I?
Yes. You you keep us all in line and stuff. Thank you for helping Pat in that area.
Yeah.
That's a personal humor right there.
Oh, huge humor.
Where am I? but you know, it says, I pity the man. This is what the word of God says. My God, son, do you really believe that you're being alone is right? How can you even walk out be kind, be loving, be forgiving, you know, long suffering,
Beatitudes, right?
The Beatitudes alone? I just do that to myself. Mm-hmm. And this is what the word of God says. I pity the man. I pity the man who falls, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which means, you know, we all fall, right?
That's right.
And has no one. Right?
That's right.
Right. Ecclesiastes 4:10. You're right.
And if he has one person, at least he has somebody to help him. Mm. Just one other. I mean, just, hey, just go. Hey, man, I know you say you love Jesus, but you measure that love for Jesus based off, do you love someone else, especially the body of Christ? And you can be real critical of the body of Christ if you're not close to it.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
But when you're close to it, you find out that you're flawed like they are.
Hello.
And they let you know, right? Quit bringing my flaws up. I'm dealing with yours right now. But then he says, but a cord of three strands is not easily broken.
Mm-hmm.
You're strandless. You're stranded and strandless if you're all alone. If you let a wedge come between you and the very person who just chose out of all of their life to lay down their life, to speak into your life, and you threw your nose up at that, an extended hand was offered out to you to be able to come into a family of God where you could begin to grow and go and do and leave the milk. You shouldn't even speak to the body of Christ. You shouldn't even open your mouth to the body of Christ if you're not even close to the body of Christ. Because it's broken. We're broken. We have issues. We fall. We make mistakes. But God loves us and God has a plan for our life. He forgives us and He restores us. And yeah, we have issues. That's why Jesus died for us.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know that. Or you're critical of our issues because you're so far away that you don't think anybody knows your issues. But I got news for you.
Mm.
On the front page of the papers in heaven, you know what I'm saying? At the throne room of God, God brings up issues.
Oh,
but
yeah.
When you get close to the body, you're just like, oh my goodness. I want to encourage you today. You know, God circumcises the heart. He deals with things in our life, and there's nothing like being close to the body of Christ to allow the Holy Spirit to begin to deal with those things. And you know, faithful are the wounds of a friend, because a friend will speak truth to you.
That's right.
You know, and dangerous are the flattering lips of those who flatter. It's a net at your feet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you're wondering why you're tripping all the time is because you got nets for friends.
Mm.
And I just want to encourage you, you know, the body of Christ, I just want to encourage you today, begin to seek that Paul and Barnabas relationship with somebody. Begin to get connected. And maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe VFN, you know, you can begin to look into Vine Fellowship Network or others like that. There's some ministries that are just in love with God, but yet they're still like sand, you know, and you can die in that sand, which means you're not connected. But, you know, don't miss the benefit of family. We're the family of God. And this will encourage you on this journey, because it's a long journey and you're going to have ups and downs. And this is what the Word of God says as we go to pray. He says that if a man falls down, I pity the man who falls down and has no one to help them up. I don't care how many friends you got on your Facebook. Those are not really. Yeah. He says, like, post note helps. Like, they got like two things on their book. Like, that was help. That's a help cry. You didn't build no relationships. You
That's
just
right.
friended them.
That's right.
You just friended them instead of being a friend. And I pity the man who falls and has no one to help them up. Two can defend themselves. So at least you got some, you know.
Somebody.
To be able to, right? No, he didn't. Did he do that? I mean, it's powerful. You're like, did it? Oh, my goodness. And then, but three, with Jesus in there in that relationship, a cord of three strands is not easily broken. But you are broke, pitiful woman, pitiful man, if you fall, and you will, and have nobody to help you up.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. VFN radio is brought to you by friends like you and our underwriters. Find out more how you can join them by giving or how you, your business or ministry, can become an underwriter at VFNTV.com.